This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis says he backs efforts by school districts to track and disseminate more information about outbreaks of COVID-19, but he stopped short of saying what specifically the state is going to require it, is doing to require it, rather. Some districts are not posting that information, despite calls to do so from some parents. Polis says the state requires local districts report outbreaks to the state.
But I realize that there's a demand for more information than that. And the state is willing to work with every partner, including county health departments and school districts, to go above and beyond in meeting the information needs of parents.
Through data posted on several district dashboards, CPR News was able to document hundreds of cases so far this school year. Voters in Colorado Springs will decide if the city can keep up to $20 million in excess revenue to create a citywide wildfire mitigation program. If approved, it would be managed by the fire department, which would be allowed to spend 5% of the funds each year on related projects. Council unanimously referred the measure to the November ballot yesterday. Colorado Springs is required to ask voters to keep funds collected over limitations outlined in the city's taxpayer bill of rights. State wildlife officials are worried about the stress that drones could put on wildlife, especially during the fall hunting season. The Coloradoan reports that Colorado Parks and Wildlife prohibits the use of drones for hunting before, during, and after outings, and that harassing wildlife is also illegal. Drones cannot take off or land in any state wildlife or federal wilderness areas. Flying in state parks is also limited to ones that have designated areas for model aircraft use. Drones are not allowed in national parks. This is CPR News.